Alright, time for another DraftPhysics.com video presentation.
Nature can deal with kinetic energy one way or another, but it cannot finagle momentum. So it must be...
But they can finagle math. Yeah, so I'm just going to show how this all, how they contrive a way to make this kinetic energy thing actually work mathematically. And where it all breaks down, it breaks down with this thing called acceleration. And so they contrive an excuse to put a squared, as if acceleration is some sort of squared value. And this is sort of the Pyrrho mush. So you have some simple principle, the Newtonian part, okay? The part that isn't F equals MA, the part that is... you want to find the force, you just look for the change in the momentum. And the change in the momentum over a period of time will give you a rate. So if you want to know the rate of change, then yes, you put it over a time. If you just want to know the total, well then you just say, what's the change in the momentum? The mass times the velocity. That's what Newton said. So they break Newton, okay, they slander him, I mean frankly. This is just making somebody something they're not. This is like saying somebody was a Catholic when they weren't a Catholic, or some other kind of bullshit. This is just lying about people to accomplish their purpose, which is to lend some sort of credibility to this made-up, silly, contrived nonsense. And it's so, it's such a simple and obvious cheat. You're saying they've got to know they're cheating when they're doing this. I mean, that they don't do the math this way when they do any other equation. They don't do it the way they do this equation. This is like special rules for the fake math, So you have a simple idea. Okay, so they have delta V over delta T. Nothing wrong with that, okay? You're just saying it's the change in velocity over the change in time, and that'll give me a rate. If I didn't bother with the time, I could just say, what's the total acceleration? And all I say is what's the change in the velocity? That's obviously the change in the acceleration. So if my velocity goes from 30 to 60, then I would just say, yes, 30 miles an hour is the rate. That's the acceleration, the total. But if I want to know how much per time, then I put time in seconds. Now, I could put hours in. Time doesn't have to be seconds. Could be hours, could be months. But you never hear anybody say 60 miles an hour per hour. nobody ever says anything like that. Because, yes, it's not a reality. It's just fake, contrived math. All right, and so so that equals the change in your velocity. So you're just saying, okay, final velocity minus initial velocity. So your initial velocity is 30, your final velocity is 60, then you just say, yes, it was 30, And it'll be over the change in the time. So you're just saying, how many seconds did I change that velocity, and then I'll know what the rate is per second. So if it took 5 seconds to make that change, then I would know what the rate is per second by dividing by 5. So... not complicated, really. Not a problem, really. So far, so good.
And so I'll put in here my final speed of a half a meter. My initial speed.
So he's just saying he just drew a chart and he's just taking the number. So he went from going very fast to going very slow. So his final speed is going to be slower than his initial speed.
Speed, 4 meters per second. The time that it takes me to slow down is this 5 seconds. So it looks like I have...
So the video isn't perfect. So this guy is Dr. Mike Young. I've played videos of his before. I think he's really good at teaching. The optical stuff is kind of almost amazing in terms of making some of it understandable. So not saying he's a bad guy or a bad teacher, but frankly, this is just bullshit. And I mean, the fact that none of these people say, hey, wait a minute, what we're doing is bullshit. Okay, so here you have a simple equation, right? He's just converted this, okay, so he's taking for the final velocity minus the initial velocity. Yes, that's how you find out what the change is. You just minus, and then the number of seconds it took. So simple. So what would you do here? Oh, okay, you do this simple thing here, okay, and you get whatever the number is, 3.5, divided by 5. There, you're done. 3.5 divided by 5, that's it. There's nothing else. You don't leave anything behind, but watch what they do here.
Of a negative 3.5 meters per second and a 5 seconds.
Right, now, traditionally, you know, in math, they just sit there and cross out the seconds, right? Numerator, denominator, boop, boop, done, finished. It's all equal, no problem there. It's perfectly convertible, you have the right units. Why does he do this?
Is that a 0.7?
5 into 5. Good.
0.7 meters per second each.
Alright, some sort of computer crash, but seems to have survived it. So, find the right stuff. It should be on the screen. It should be back where we were, somewhere close anyway.
So it looks like I have a negative 3.5 meters per second and a 5 seconds.
I'm a little redundant, just, you know, sort of taking advantage. So, you know, they do this stuff all the time. Usually this is like automatic for them, you know, 5 into 35, obviously 0.7, you know, you don't bother with the decimal point. But anyway.
Is that a 0.7? 0.7 meters per second each second.
There we go, each second. So he says the words each second. Well, of course it's each second. So it's 60 miles an hour each hour. Does anybody ever say that? Yes, you're going 60 miles an hour. You're going to go a cross-country trip. Your average speed is 60 miles an hour. Does anybody ever say 60 miles an hour per hour? Does it? No, ever. Never happens. Okay, so now he's sort of drawn it, but he hasn't drawn it. Okay, he's sort of indicated there's a second, meters per second, divided by some arbitrary second. Yeah, so, and then he'll restate it again.
Negative.
So this was totally unnecessary, right? I mean, once you do this division, this unit in the bottom, the denominator disappears. You don't have this anymore, okay? There's nothing down here. This disappears, and you just end up with 0.7 meters per second. Yes, per second, per hour, per month, per whatever you want to add to it. You want to say it happens every 5 minutes, go ahead and say it. But it has nothing to do with this number. I mean, it says, it's basically just telling you the rate, and that's it. This is how much it changes per second. There's no per second. There's no need to be redundant and say per second. And they wouldn't do it if they were calculating anything else on Earth. So if you had this equation, it said 3.5 meters and 5 meters, you would simply solve the equation and say, yes, the answer is 0.7 meters. You wouldn't say per meter. You wouldn't find any excuse to have this in this, to retain the fraction. It is no longer a fraction. You don't need to retain the fraction. There's no divided by seconds. You use the number, you use the units. All right, so he does some gibberish now, some distracting gibberish, and then he rewrites this formally, okay, as a fraction, just for the excuse of squaring the seconds. Of saying per second means seconds squared, when there's no reason to think that's what it means. Per second means for 5 seconds, it means for 10 seconds, for 25 seconds, it could be all kinds of different numbers. Seconds squared does not say per how many seconds. Seconds squared does not say seconds times 4, seconds times 15. That's not what it equals. You wouldn't do this to voltage. Again, you could do this to voltage and just sit there and pretend it's volts per second. Okay, and then you could just sit there and say second squared.
And so I would say that is my acceleration.
You could say that. And again, so it's just this is just a contrivance. They wouldn't, like I said, again, they wouldn't do this if they were doing any other, if this was a B or a C or some other kind of quantity, they were fine. If this was just a regular velocity, they wouldn't keep this aspect there down here. They would have just solved the equation. Period. They wouldn't pretend everything's still a fraction. You could do it. I'm just saying, you could do it to any number. Any number you can come up with, I can just sit there and say, it's a fraction. I'll put a 1 underneath it. And then it's like, if I put the units underneath it with the 1, so I put a 1 under it and I can just put the units there, now I've doubled the units. And now I have an excuse to say it's second squared. When it's not second squared, when it's not a squared 0.7. The 0.7 is not 0.7 squared.
But again, there's quite a bit of interesting discussions here that we should have.
You should have one about the fact that you have absolutely no evidence for it taking 4 times more fuel to go twice as fast. That you have no evidence for this wacky squared notion of what acceleration is. And it's what you've used as an excuse to sit there and sell a formula that's unproven, undemonstrated by anything real in the universe.
First of all, I'll start off with the same discussion we had for velocity. Does that mean I change my speed the same amount all the way through? No. What have I really then solved for here?
Yeah, you've solved for one circumstance where there's a constant rate of acceleration, but it still doesn't matter. It still doesn't give you an excuse to say, because the rate is constant, that I know how many seconds it happened or how many hours it happened. Again, if you go cross-country and it's per hour, well, you know there's a limited number of hours that you're actually going to travel. There's no hours squared.
Here. Yeah, and I think then I really need to put that this description is really an average speed, right?
That's what a rate is, yes. It's always going to be an average. Anyway,
I mean, as we look at the units and an understanding of it, so maybe we can finish this part of the chart here, we could say, all right, now that I think we've got the idea and we've got the formula.
Well, the average doesn't really mean anything either. If you're not averaging over the whole trip, so this is kind of a canard, right? He's saying, I ended up going 0.3, I started off going 4, but there's no description of exactly the complete transition. So he's just saying, okay, I've tried to isolate where I went from 4 to 3 and take that one hunk and say, what's my deceleration? Okay, through that one hunk. That's why there's a negative sign. He's decelerating.
What are the units then to measure acceleration? What's this?
A contrivance, a piece of nonsense, something you would do to no other equation. There's no other equation where you do the math and then keep the units in the amount. You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't keep it the fraction. The fraction is done. You already solved for the fraction. The fraction is over. Okay? It's been resolved. You already did it. You already divided 5 into 3.5. You already did it. The fraction is dead. That little s shouldn't be there.
Good. Some of you hesitated a little bit.
Yeah, because it's nonsense. They're saying, yeah, well, I don't know what the fuck that's still there for. Why is there two S's there? I don't do that when I do any other mathematical equation. I don't keep the frickin' units in there. I don't pretend the units still exist as a unit. There's still seconds left over. There's nothing left over. I did the math already. So now he formally writes it, okay, as a double fraction. So he formally puts seconds divided by 1. So he takes a 1. He left a 1 down here, 1 second, essentially. And now he's taken the 1 and done 1 second divided by 1. Now he could have made it divided by 1 second, and then he could have seconds cubed. But it's all just contrived. There's no mathematical reason to do any of this crap. I mean, there's no reason to leave these units here and to pretend you have a more complex equation. You already solved the equation. You have 7.7 meters per second. That's your rate of acceleration. You don't need to say per second. You don't need to add this extra bit. You wouldn't add it if I was talking about miles per hour. Again, you've never heard anyone ever say, 60 miles per hour per hour. Well, duh. It already says 60 miles per hour. I already know that, yes, every hour I'd go 60 miles an hour. It's saying it right to me, per hour. So it's completely redundant, complete bullshit. all contrived just to justify a silly notion of what energy is.
But this is the most complicated units we've done so far. Not that this is real complicated. They're going to get a lot more.
Yeah, it's not complicated. It's non-coherent. It's incoherent. So it's disturbing. Yes, their brains are going, what? I'm not following along. I don't quite get this. Why are we doing this? This is different than what we usually do. We usually solve an equation. It's solved. I get one number out. I don't sit there and pretend it's still a fraction. Why am I pretending this is still a fraction? Why am I pretending this is still unsolved? I already solved it, 0.7 meters per second. It's already solved.
Complicated than this. But this is what we would call in math a compound fraction, right?
Well, it is now because you made it a compound fraction. It wasn't a compound problem. It was a simple problem. 5 into 35, there, I'm done. And now you've turned it into, let's make it still a problem. Let's stick fake ones underneath here and fake units and make a fake thing, a fake fraction. So it's just a fake fraction for the purpose of getting these two S's back in the game. So now I can pretend, okay, that I have two real units of time. Two real units of time. When no, there's only one real unit of time.
And so this brings us back to Wednesday's lecture, right? Use the same mathematics with your numbers and your units. So how?
Yeah, right. And they don't do it in any other circumstance. Do they ever sit there and retain the units in the bottom of a fraction? They never do it. They solve the fraction. It's over. It's gone. It's done.
How do we simplify a compound fraction?
Right. So invert and multiply. And now we have an excuse to say seconds times seconds. So that's all they've done. So now they have seconds squared. That's what they want. They want to find some excuse to square the seconds.
And we flip and multiply? And so this becomes meter per second.
Squared. There. So there they got it. Now they have their excuse to say there's a square in the equation, and now this is 0.7 meters squared per second squared. And so they're really not saying their units squared. No, it's the number squared. So now they have an excuse to square velocity for absolutely no good reason, because they contrived a fake fraction to put double units into the equation. And that's it. It's just so obvious. It's right here in front of you. You know, I know, nobody solves a simple little fraction like this by sitting there and retaining the fraction. No one ever does that. There's no reason to retain a fraction here. You're getting a solid 0.7 meters per second. That's the answer. That's the only answer. There's no reason for this frickin' fake fraction here.
Squared. And so I know you've seen the units for acceleration.
Yeah, you've seen us say it. We say it. It's meters per second squared. There's no reason for you to think there's per second squared. There's no reason for you to understand the rate of acceleration to have anything to do with being squared. It's a rate of acceleration, just like a rate of velocity, just like any rate. It's just a simple fraction. It's a simple percentage. 0.7 is what he came up with as a percentage. It's reduced to a fraction. But there's no reason for there to be a square here. Absolutely no reason at all. I could have a velocity of 60 miles an hour. I wouldn't say hours squared. Why is this squared here? Contrivance. That's it. Just to make an excuse to force the math to match the religion. To force the math to make it fit the fable. So this is just math for this purpose of justifying a fable, a fake story. So fake math to justify a fake story of reality.
But had you never seen the units, as we were talking about on Wednesday, this would have led to the final step of, yes, these are the units, meters per second squared. And so just like...
So that was just gibberish, right? These are the units. That's what it is. Yep, that's what we do. Boop, 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 boop. That's my explanation.
We came up with the unit for meters squared and meters cubed.
Yes, because those things are actually cubable and squarable. There's three dimensions. That makes perfectly good sense that you would square something that has three dimensions. You could have a two-dimensional square and a three-dimensional cube. makes perfectly good sense. Where the hell are the extra dimensions to square an acceleration? Where does acceleration have a dimensionality? Where does movement have dimensionality? It doesn't. Movement's always in a straight line somewhere. Nothing moves in dimensions.
We've come up with the units today for meters per second, and now for our second quantity, meters per second squared.
Yes, which makes no sense. Why is velocity inherently different than acceleration when it's acceleration's made out of velocity? You're just comparing two velocities, doing a subtraction, saying how much did my velocity change? Because my velocity changed 6, all of a sudden now I've got squared seconds. It's just nonsense. I don't know if there's anything else that needs to be said. This is where they break the math to fit the fable. This is where they show it really all of you can't trust them. If they can't do this little simple fraction without screwing it up, how can you trust them on all this complex string theory crap, all the rest, when they can play little tricks like this? They can do little tricky games like this. And so that's what Professor Lewin does and the rest of them when they go out and do the whatever you want to call it, I don't know, the energy equation for testing an electron or testing some other thing, and they combine the two things. They say momentum is a theory, and then they say kinetic energy is a theory, and then they combine those two equations and come up with a bastardization that basically allows you to create free momentum. None of it makes any sense.
And so I think we've done 3 of those 4 steps, right? Formula that goes with that idea, the units to measure the new idea, then an interpretation. And again, I think this is the hardest one.
Okay, well, whatever. I don't know what all this babble is, but I mean, it sounds almost defensive. It sounds like he's trying to defend why this is a little wackier than the other crap on this list.
Hardest one we've done so far. What does finish it over here. So average.
Why? Why is this?
Acceleration of negative 0.7 meters per second squared. What does that mean to you? What does the
that's the computer's. I don't know. Seems like it's still recording. Okay, I don't know. The computer's really fucked up, but we'll see what happens.
And even we should talk about the negative 0.7 meters per second squared mean. What does meters per second squared mean to you?
Contrivance, nonsense, bullshit, silly. Anybody's going to say the magic words. It means per second, which I already know. When you say per second, I already got it. Per second already means, yes, of course, if there's 10 seconds, it happened every 10 seconds, every one of the seconds for 10 seconds. I already know it's per second. What do I need this squared for? It's totally redundant.
Yeah. Oh, your velocity is changing every second.
Right. And I think it's probably better to come back to this step. Remember, this is equivalent to that. But this says meters per second each second. And so the acceleration.
Right, and we wouldn't do that to anything else. Anything else, any other equation they do, they solve the equation, that's it. They don't bother with this. Well, it's 3.5 meters per meter. No, it isn't 3.35 meters per meter. No, they would never say that. They would never do this. It's just fake.
And it's saying, how does your speed change? What you're really telling me is you're changing by 0.7 meters per second every second.
Duh. I know. I don't need this. I don't need to square anything. And how does squaring anything reflect every second? Every second means I square 0.7? Doesn't make any sense.
Now, of course, it's a negative. So what do you mean by that?
All right. So we won't bother with that. We already know it's a negative. It's deceleration. You slow down. Therefore, it's a negative. But anyway. All right. Well, we'll call this a video since the computer's buggy as fuck for some reason. It's really been working quite well, you know, I don't know, but every now and then Linux does this charming thing where everything just doesn't work, anyway, so, enough of a video, made my point, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I mean, stuff crashed, the browser crashed, I just did a reboot, there's no excuse for all this crap, but anyway, okay. So, till the next time, and such, and so forth, and whatnot.
It has no choice. Nature can deal with kinetic energy one way or another, but it cannot finagle momentum. So it must give...
All right, this has been a DraftPhysics.com video presentation.